there's no known treatment at this point for COVID-19. But a few weeks ago, prematurely according to public health experts, President Trump offered what many took as good news, citing two drugs thought to possibly treat some symptoms.
And you have chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine. So those are two that are out now, essentially approved for prescribed use. And I think it's going to be very exciting. I think it could be a game changer, and maybe not. And maybe not. But I think it could be, based on what I see, it could be a game changer.
But when one of my colleagues heard that, she didn't hear it as good news at all. Okay, I'm rolling. Levels sound pretty good. Same on your end, Jennifer?
Yeah, looks good.
Radio listeners will recognize that voice as WHYY Morning Edition host Jennifer Lynn.
I was checking my email threads, like just woke up on the Saturday morning after he was talking about this. I couldn't breathe. My heart was racing. I literally got my car keys, put on my coat, and I ran down, not physically, got in my car, to the local pharmacy, the CVS that I go to.
Jennifer, it turns out, already takes hydroxychloroquine, also known by its brand name Plaquenil. She takes it for a form of lupus that mainly affects her skin, as well as rheumatoid arthritis that gives her joint aches.
It improves my condition, I would say, 95%. I don't feel pain in my shoulders, in my knees, in my hips. I don't have these mysterious pains across my chest that I used to get. It's been a lifesaver.
And when she heard the president talking about it, she knew it was only a matter of time before there was a run on the drug, which she needs.
I didn't want a second to go by. I knew there'd be a run on this stuff, and I was petrified.
And it turns out she was right.
I got there, there was nothing.
After about 3 days of persistence, Jennifer was able to get her medication. So she has enough for the next few months. But since President Trump mentioned the drug on air, demand has only gotten more intense. States, including Delaware, are now reporting shortages of hydroxychloroquine. And the question of what she'll do if she can't get more still haunts Jennifer.
Do I have to go back to the olden times a couple years ago with all this, you know, pain and discomfort?
And for some patients with more severe autoimmune diseases, this drug could literally be the difference between life and death. Why are people, including the president, jumping the gun on hydroxychloroquine? And how is that impacting people who need it for other health problems? I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. This is The Why. WHYY reporter Alan Yu has been reporting on the run on hydroxychloroquine. He co-reported this story with WHYY health reporter Nina Feldman. Alan, we just heard from our colleague Jennifer Lynn, who takes hydroxychloroquine for her mild lupus. But as you were going through your reporting, you and your colleague heard from someone who has a more severe case, right?
Yes, so my colleague Nina Feldman spoke to Sue Hawk.
I live in Conshohocken. I'm 48 years old, and I have had lupus, well, was diagnosed with lupus for 14 years.
You know, she's no stranger to pain. She wakes up with various fatigue, joint aches. But if she goes off the drug that she takes for lupus, she has around 12 days before she says her body starts to shut down.
In the past 14 years, I've only been off of Plaquenil once for 30 days. And when I did that, that was the worst I had felt prior to me being diagnosed.
And so when people started to buy up the supply of this drug, how did she react to that?
So at first, she thought that, you know, this wouldn't affect her because she needs this to live. But then when she called her pharmacy in Conshohocken, all that she could get was 5 days worth.
I called multiple different pharmacies. I called multiple different relatives and friends who work in different states to try to find out if I could use my prescription to get, you know, my prescription filled.
And they all told her that either they were out of the drug altogether, or they were only filling prescriptions for their current patients.
I'm at a loss right now. If I can't find more, then the risk is that once it's out of my system in the 30 days, I don't know what's going to happen to myself.
So let's just back up a second. What is the evidence that hydroxychloroquine works against COVID-19?
There is really not a lot of it. There was an early study done from Chinese researchers. It wasn't clear what the difference was between the people that got the drug and the control group, so people who did not get the drug. There was a French study, and that was a little bit more promising. Now, that's the one that President Trump cited.
And it's shown very encouraging, very, very encouraging early results.
However, that study has been criticized by many scientists for its methodology. And so we really don't have a lot of conclusive evidence to prove that hydroxychloroquine works specifically for COVID-19.
And why did scientists focus on this particular drug to begin with?
So I spoke to Sharon Kolasinski,
professor of clinical medicine. I'm a rheumatologist.
And she said that scientists have two ideas for why this drug might work against COVID-19.
Diseases like lupus that affect the immune system result from the immune system not regulating itself properly. And what this means is the immune system is overactive in some ways. And so what we do when we treat diseases like lupus and rheumatoid arthritis is we try to bring the immune system back under control.
Now, some COVID-19 patients who get really ill, they get ill from the body's immune response to the virus. The immune system goes into a too high of a gear, so much so that it damages the patient's body itself.
And hydroxychloroquine is one of those drugs that we consider an immune modulator so that it alters the response of the immune system, bringing it in line with more normal functioning.
And that's why it works against autoimmune diseases like lupus or rheumatoid arthritis. So that's one idea. And the other idea is that
it may be that hydroxychloroquine can inhibit the virus from binding to the cell.
Now, viruses work by attaching to cells, and the idea is that hydroxychloroquine could slow that process down somehow. But again, these are, as of now, ideas and have yet to be really proven.
Are scientists gathering that proof now? Is there more testing happening now around this drug?
Yes, scientists around the world are working very quickly to set up clinical trials, and that includes trials at the University of Pennsylvania. Just last Friday, Penn announced it'll be running a clinical trial looking at hydroxychloroquine and COVID-19. They're actually doing three sub-studies, looking at COVID-19 patients who are well enough to be recovering at home, patients in the hospital, and doctors and nurses treating COVID-19 patients who could catch the virus from them. They're trying to figure out which patients the drug could be helpful for and at what doses. They're enrolling patients in those studies now. And before they got this underway, Penn was also working on a related study that wasn't on people. Sarah Cherry, a virologist at Penn, has been testing hydroxychloroquine on the new coronavirus in a lab.
It would be transformative if we found a generic drug that was highly effective and had no side effects and for which there was a global supply.
She hopes to have data from those tests in a couple of weeks, but she does caution against moving too quickly with a drug that hasn't gone through the proper testing channels to see if A, it works against this disease, and two, how well it works.
I think we have to look at the results of the clinical trials before everybody should start taking something, right?
And that seems to be the sort of the big point here. If the drug is only in the trial phase, why are people who haven't been prescribed hydroxychloroquine for a condition like lupus, why are they able to get it at all?
Because some doctors are prescribing it anyway.
More on that when we come back. Thank you.
supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. I'm talking with WHYY reporter Alan Yu about hydroxychloroquine, which many people believe could treat COVID-19. Alan says doctors are prescribing it to patients despite the lack of scientific evidence that it's effective.
Regulations are looser in some states, and doctors can prescribe it off-label, which means they can prescribe it for a condition that the drug is not proven to treat.
Wow. So they're prescribing this drug for patients with COVID-19, even though there really isn't a ton of evidence that it works for that?
Yes, I guess this speaks to the fear and uncertainty that there is. And in fact, the New York Times reported recently that some doctors are writing prescriptions for themselves and their families because they think that this is a potential COVID-19 treatment.
And is anyone doing anything about that practice, like anybody trying to crack down on it?
Yes. So states have regulatory agencies called state boards of pharmacy. And in recent days, the shortage of this drug has become so severe in some states that the state boards of pharmacy have issued emergency guidelines or restrictions on how the drugs can be given out. So, for example, several states, including Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, have said that if pharmacists are going to give someone hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19, they should have a prescription for that, or confirm that the patient did indeed test positive. So in other words, they want people to not be preemptively stockpiling this drug, even though they don't have COVID-19. And in Delaware, their Division of Professional Regulation says that there is a reported shortage of this drug in the state.
Is this the pharmaceutical equivalent of the sort of panic buying of toilet paper and wipes and disinfectant that we've seen among, just regular, consumer household items?
I mean, in one way, yes, because it is driven by fear and uncertainty. But in another way, this is actually worse than that, because if people panic buy this drug for the potential to treat a disease that we don't know much about, we are taking away a supply from patients who actually need it right now. These are people who will experience actual harm. People like Sue and Jennifer who experience actual pain if they can't get this drug. So in a way, this is even a more severe problem than buying toilet paper or Lysol.
And what are people like Sue and Jennifer going to do in the meantime?
The people who have talked to my colleague Nina and myself have just said they've just been calling pharmacies, trying to get the drug wherever they can and trying to get as much of it as they can. Now, my colleague Nina also talked to
Cindy Mazzarelli. I'm the CEO of the Lupus Foundation of America, Philadelphia Tri-State Chapter, located in Jenkintown, Pennsylvania.
And she said that hopefully the drug does work for COVID-19 and that there is a treatment. But then the important thing is that there are people who need this drug for other conditions too, and they also need to have a regular supply of it.
When somebody gets put on Plaquenil, they're likely on it for a long term. This isn't let's take it for 6 months and then you go off of it. This is your life-saving drug in many cases, and life-altering, because it gives you a sense of normalcy back for your life in many cases.
Is anyone talking about ramping up production of the drug so that there's more of a supply?
Yes. Some drug companies that make hydroxychloroquine have recently announced that they will ramp up supply to meet the increased demand for COVID-19 testing and also for potential COVID-19 treatments. And speaking of that, the Food and Drug Administration recently issued emergency authorization so that the Strategic National Stockpile can add millions of doses of this drug to their stockpile. Though, again, this drug has yet to be proven as a treatment for COVID-19.
Alan, thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
Alan Yu is a reporter for WHYY. On Friday, the French journal that originally published the hydroxychloroquine study the president cited released a statement that it does not meet their expected standard of publication. Still, at a press conference on Sunday, President Trump seemed to double down on his support for using hydroxychloroquine on patients with COVID-19, saying the government is indeed stockpiling the drug.
I've seen things that I sort of like, so what do I know? I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor, but I have common sense.
Are you on hydroxychloroquine, and are you afraid you won't be able to get it? Give me a shout. I'm on Twitter, at Shai Ben Yaakov. The Y is produced by Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, with editorial direction from Katie Colinari. We had editing help on this episode from Eugene San. I'm Shai Ben Yaakov. Stay well, and we'll see you tomorrow.